We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:46. This is Total Information AM here on KMOX. Thank you for joining us. The final phase of the $380 million project to update the front door to St. Louis is one step closer to starting. Tarleton Corporation has been selected to manage a $24 million renovation to the old courthouse in downtown St. Louis.
Joining us in studio from the Gateway Arch Park Foundation is Executive Director Ryan McClure. Ryan, it is great to see you. It's been too long.
It has been too long. It's great to see you, Carol.
So before we talk about the renovation, the old courthouse, as we hope everybody knows, is where Jed and Harriet Scott sued for their freedom beginning in 1846. But it wasn't the only so-called freedom suit that took place there.
That's right. I mean, most people know about the old courthouse because of Dred and Harriet Scott and their courage and the suit that they filed for their freedom. But there were about 300 other freedom suits that were filed at the old courthouse by enslaved individuals, around that time. Some of them were won. Many of them were lost. But through this renovation, we're actually going to be able to lift up those stories, not only focusing more on Dred and Harriet Scott as people and their courage, but also the 300 other individuals that sued for their freedom in that building. And it's something that is really important about this project is to lift those stories up.
Many people may be unaware of the Virginia Minor suit of 1872.
That's right. Yeah. So Virginia Minor sued for the women's right to vote. So it was really kind of at the precipice of the suffrage movement. We'll be able to lift that story up as well and focus on that. But there's just so much history in that building, not just the history of our city, but the history of our entire country. And, I think a lot of people over the years have not really felt like the building was even ever really open to the public and haven't visited it. So through this project, we're just excited to be able to make it more accessible and lift those stories up that people can come and learn about.
I remember one time, Ryan, my husband and I were at and it was the Adams Mark then, so how long ago this story is. And out the window, we could see the old courthouse, our hotel room window faced the old courthouse. And it is a beautiful building, but it does look like it's just a bit, you don't go in.
Right.
Right. And so talk about how the renovation makes it more of a welcoming, and it is, I've been inside, and it is a beautiful building inside and out, but talk about the renovation and what's actually needed in your mind.
Yeah. And, part of this project is really making the building more accessible. And, this is the last piece of the City Arch River project to be completed. So we've already done one phase of renovations to the building, which added ramps on the exterior of the building. So previously, you would have to take a lift. If you had any sort of mobility issue, you would have to take a lift to get up those steps at the front of the courthouse. And sometimes that lift didn't work. And these ramps allow everyone to get into the building. Now, once they're in the building through the second phase, we'll be able to add a lot more accessibility improvements to the building to ensure that more people can enjoy more of the building. So, for example, this building will now have an elevator for the first time in its history.
Wow.
So the former conference room of the building will now be an elevator so that folks can get to the second floor where those beautiful courtrooms are. And again, experience more of the story of the old courthouse and the cases that were heard in those rooms. So, you know, and then there's things like HVAC improvements. So when you were looking at the building from the Adams Mark, you see all these window air conditioning units on the exterior of the building. Those will all be gone. Which sounds like a small thing, but that's huge.
Doesn't sound small at all.
Well, you know, and this is making me nervous even to think about, you know, when you're talking about doing that kind of renovation on a building with this kind of history, that it's pretty delicate work.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is only the second major renovation in the building's 150 plus year history. So, you know, our design firm Trivers is just an expert in historic renovations. And then we are so happy to have Tarleton on board. They're a great local company. Mm-hmm. We're just really excited about the team that we have together, you know, with the National Park Service, the foundation, and the two I just mentioned. But we, you know, this renovation is a long time coming because we have to do it right. The building is too important to not do it that way and take our time.
A long time in coming, too, because it's a federal property, because mm-hmm. it's historic, as Megan mentioned, and because it's ours.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that extends to, you know, the big thing about the arch renovations and the City Arch River project and the way that St. Louis invested in that project is because the arch is ours. Gateway Arch National Park undeniably represents St. Louis to the entire world. The old courthouse is the same. This belongs to St. Louis. Yes, it is a huge part of our shared American story, but it is it belongs to the people of St. Louis, you know. So it's right for us to invest in it.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about the galleries.
Yeah.
That are going to be part of this renovation.
Absolutely. So you know, there's going to be four new galleries in this building, and you always have to start with Dred and Harriet Scott, right? So. The gallery that they had previously in the old layout of this building just wasn't befitting of these folks, you know, Dred and Harriet, who are so important to American history. So they will have an entire gallery, a wing of the building dedicated to their story. We'll also have a gallery dedicated to Pathways to Freedom, as I said, the Freedom Suits, African-American life in St. Louis at that time. We'll also have a gallery called Designed for Justice. So it'll focus on the architecture of the building, which we've never had that story told in the building before either. And then the fourth gallery will be See You in Court. So that'll be the room that all the school groups and any visitors to the building can go in and do mock trials. And again, all of these exhibits will be accessible. If you've gone down to the new Arch Museum, one of the biggest tenets for us was universal design. Make sure that everyone, regardless of their ability, can experience this museum. Same designers for the old courthouse exhibits, universal design group that's represented by, you know, 25 individuals in St. Louis that represent the disability community that advise us on all these exhibits.
Anybody who's gone through renovation knows that it can be quite the headache, that some things are closed and some things are inaccessible during that. So talk about what visitors will actually see, and will any part, I would imagine some parts of the courthouse will be closed at some point in time, and the length of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the courthouse has actually been closed since the beginning of the pandemic. So it will remain closed for the duration of construction, which we expect to take about 2 years. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, the courthouse reopening in about 2025. Again, because of the importance in the historic fabric of the building, we need to take the time to do this right. But we, during that time that it's been closed, we've actually moved out all of the collections and archives that are housed in the old courthouse. And those need to be packed up. They're delicate items, incredibly historic, and they've been moved to the old post office, so another historic building downtown. So they will be housed there actually even after the courthouse is done, because structurally the building shouldn't have those items in there to begin with. So We have a new home for them at the old post office, and that is funded. That lease is funded by the Gateway Arch Park Foundation and our partners, Jefferson National Parks Association.
Let's talk about that funding. You know, when we talk about $24.5 million for this project, where is that coming from?
So it is a combination of private dollars raised by Gateway Arch Park Foundation and the National Park Service. So it is a jointly funded project, and you know, I think it is a great illustration of the partnership that has been developed between the foundation and the National Park Service, where we can do these really special things at our park that you couldn't do before without this influx of private funding. So it's very unique and a partnership that we're all really proud of.
And so is there a new exhibit going to open at the old post office with those other pieces?
So there won't be an exhibit per se, but it will be open by appointment for folks to come in and visit the library and archives of the Park Service here in St. Louis. And some of those collections we hope we can bring out for folks to see that really haven't been seen before.
Like? So,
well, I'll tell you what my favorite thing
okay.
is. My favorite item that they have is a document signed by President Washington William Clark was his commission into the military. And it's my favorite because the archivist, she's our curator now, Jennifer Clark, she met her husband because he came to see that document. He is a direct descendant of William Clark.
Wow.
And that's how they met.
Wow.
And so that is my favorite, like one of my favorite
history
parks.
And romance.
We need to get them in the studio.
Yes, how awesome.
Jen is amazing at what she does. I mean, and again, there's just so many great people at the park that do amazing things every day. And she is definitely one of them. So I hope she didn't mind me telling her story on air. But
well, she has no choice.
Too late now.
It's done.
Yeah.
But I've heard that story from her many times, and I think it's just such a cool story.
He is the executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, Ryan McClure, with us on KMOX. Great to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carol and Megan. It's great to see you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.